John Meade. We need to make up our minds about what we are going to be doing going forward. It's decision time. Jesus Christ has given an instruction. The Church of Christ is not just a body of people who are in the assembly, singing, praying, reading scripture, Lord's Supper, giving, observing the five acts of worship. You're in the assembly in Bible class, I've done my duty. Friends, Christians are servants of God. When I became a Christian, I heard that the Church of Christ was the fastest growing religious group in this part of the world, because we were into mission work, campaign work, evangelism, and it was really true. We had a campaign at Mona. Americans came down, 1975. I was hoping my son would be here, but he's not. My wife was having baby in the middle of that campaign. Raise your hand, Alba. Yes. Our first son. And at the same time, we were baptizing 110 people into Christ. And those who were coming into Christ were into evangelism. Friends, if you are a Christian, you must be into winning souls. Winning souls is not something for Brother Mitchell and a few men. Winning souls is an activity for men and women in the Lord's church. Notice I say women. Friends, let's set the records straight. In the book of Philippians, chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. Hear these words. I read from verse 2. I implore, and this is for the ladies. Listen carefully. I implore Euodia and implore Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. In other words, be united, work together. And I urge you also, true companion, help these women, Euodia and Syntyche, help these women who what? Oh, they're washing pots in the kitchen. They're washing clothes in the yard. No, all of those is fine, you know. Nothing wrong with that, you know. But these women who labor with me in the gospel. Paul talking, and he said, Euodia and Syntyche, they are my fellow laborers in the gospel. Women, wake up. Women, wake up. You have as much responsibility to lead people to Christ as do our men. It's just that on the Lord's Day, the men lead in worship. But that's, at those street meetings, we want women to be there sharing the gospel. They labor with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and the rest of my fellow workers. So it says, these women are fellow workers. I want to be a worker for the Lord. You know that song? It must apply to the men and women of the Patrick Gardens congregation. There are enough souls in this assembly to turn the community upside down. Fellow laborers, fellow workers. And that what it says? Whose names? Talking about the women, you know, and the other fellow workers, are in the book of life. Friends, I don't want no OG, R-O-D, R-O-M. I don't want no knighthood. I want my name to be in the book of life. It don't matter what people want to say about me after I die or whatever. And that is not what is important. You want your name in the book of life. You want to hear, well done, thou good and faithful servants. And part of our service that every Christian should have is leading people to Christ. Let us look at that passage that was read this morning. In Acts chapter 8. In Acts chapter 8, we are just beginning. And in those times, you know, when the Bible was written, there was no chapter 8 and verses. So when it says in verse 1, now Saul was consenting to his death. Because in chapter 7, Saul was present when Stephen was being stoned to death. And Saul was there holding the clothes of those who were stoning Stephen to death. At that time, a great persecution arose against the church, which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered throughout all the regions of Judea and Samaria. In other words, they all went as far away from the persecution as they could, except the apostles. Meaning, the leadership of the church in Jerusalem never fled. It was the members who fled. But as they fled, the Bible says, they went everywhere. Look at verse 4. And those who were scattered, that is, the men and women in the church in Jerusalem who were not leaders, not apostles, the rank and file members of the church in Jerusalem, they are the ones who spread the gospel. That is as clear a statement as we can make about the responsibility of the significant Patrick Gardens Church of Christ. We're saying the same thing to more than everybody, but we're saying the work of spreading the gospel is a rank and file activity. Everybody must get involved in some way or another. One of my guests here today is a not-so-young man, and his name is Paul Thomas. Stand up, Paul. Paul Thomas. I baptized him to Christ. You know I met him? One day, I'm walking down Hope Boulevard. Walking down Hope Boulevard, you know? Went to my house. And I see this youth standing by the gate. So I just stop and, hey, what? I don't know him from Adam. And we started talking, just like that. And it turned out he was interested in the gospel. Just like that. And within a few weeks, he was baptized into Christ and has been my fellow laborer for years. Amen. But what I want to say is that as simple as that, an acquaintance of yours, a fellow student of yours, a person in the same vocation, somebody you do business with, you go to buy equipment for your company, and you say to, hey, I'm inviting you to the assembly. That's what it takes. But what I'm saying to the brethren is that I would like us to take on the mindset of a soul winner. Look at me good. Take on the mindset of a soul winner. How did I become a Christian? Well, I was in sixth form at KC. And a group came to Jamaica. Carl, you'd remember. Up With People. You ever hear about them? Up With People. Singing group. And they came and performed in Jamaica and were setting up a Jamaican group. And the Jamaican group was meeting at the assembly hall of Kingston College. So, of course, you know, I've been singing all my life, so I became a member of the group and started attending the rehearsals. Two Christians decided we are going to attach ourselves to this singing group to win souls. And so, from Kingston College, I was invited to worship in somebody's house. Just as simple as that. Just as simple as that. In other words, just through your... When the Bible says, go into all the world, you know, the original text says, as you go, meaning everybody here can carry out the command. As you go into all the world, as you go to work tomorrow, as you go to school tomorrow, as you go to the supermarket tomorrow, as you go to the various locations, have soul winning in mind. And they just simply invited me to the assembly. And there I am. 50 odd years later. So I want to encourage everyone. I want to say to you today, it's decision time. Make a decision to become a soul winner. Make a decision. You're married? Well, me and my husband are going to be soul winners. Like Priscilla and Aquila. When they show the way of the truth more perfectly to Apollos, husband and wife team. That's one of the things that couples can do together. Having Bible studies together. But you just put it on your to-do list. This is, hey, from now on, I want to be a soul winner. You may say, Brother Kiddo, I don't know much. Listen, man, what you need is interest. Desire, that's what you need. Because you may say, okay, Brother, come and help me in the study. But you have made, it's decision time, married couples, to be soul winners. It's decision time. Women, to be Judea and Syntyche-like individuals, fellow workers in the vineyard. It's decisions time, men, Because you see that passage here in Acts chapter 8? Philip went down to the city of Samaria, Acts 8 and verse 5. Preach Christ to them. And the multitude with one accord heeded the things spoken by Philip, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. All right? And as a result, many souls were won for Christ. Men, it's decision time. You see, you want to know that on the last day, it is said, well done, thou good and faithful servant. That's what you want to know. You would like to know that you are not just thinking about making a success of your business life, of your academic life, of your life in some vocation. You are made up your mind. I am going to set my mind on things above. Because in heaven, God wants all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth, and he's not sending angels to do it. He's depending on the rank and file members. He's depending on the average member of a congregation to have a desire to win souls. Friends, set your mind on this. You know, Joshua 24, verse 15. You remember what Joshua said? He says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. He says, you see my family? Your family is your first mission field. Your family, first mission field. My grandson there. Jair, stand up. Where is he? Yeah. One day, have a seat, son. Embarrassing, but it's all right. We're going down to Bullsav. The boy is 7 years old. Grandpa, I want to become a Christian. I said, what? Grandpa. So tell me about sin. And him tell me about sin. So tell me about the gospel. And tell me about the gospel. What you must do to be saved? And tell me. I said, all right, son. And I went back to Kingston, talked to his father, and at 8-7, the youth was baptized into Christ. Because one of my goals is that my children and my grandchildren, I must be trying to win my relatives to Christ. And that is why we don't want to get into fight with our relatives. We want to maintain good relations so that we can lead them to Christ. So your number one mission, you see, your family. When you read in the case of the conversion of the Philippian jailer, in Acts chapter 16, but at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Then suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's chains were loose. And the keeper of the prison, awaking from his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, supposing the prisoners had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself, because it was illegal for a warder to lose his prisoners. But Paul called with a loud voice, saying, do yourself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light, ran in, and fell down, trembling before Paul and Silas. And he brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? So he is the man of the house. And he said, what must I do to be saved? So they said, believe on the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household. So, the leader of that family led the way. Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all were in his house. This is not a passage that teaches that babies must be baptized. All those who were taught the gospel had to believe what they were taught. Hence, this is not a baby baptism issue. Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all were in his house. And because of the influence of that Philippian jailer, he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes, and immediately he and all in his family were baptized. Work on the conversion of your family. It doesn't matter whether they are a member of the Baptist group or Jehovah. It doesn't matter. Don't stop working on them. Because it is part of your duty as a soldier of Christ to seek to convert your family. It's decision time. Friends, let's get back to the roots, the heritage of the Patrick Gardens congregation. I've been to, I can't tell you more, the campaign I come to here. It's a whole heap. This church was built on evangelism. This church rose to 300 members on the basis of nonstop evangelism for years. So you're going through a phase, migration, death, some people falling away, but your heritage is clear. Decision time. Brother Mitchell, because I'm director of the School of Preaching, I've traveled a lot. And there's a congregation in Bastrop, Louisiana. It's called the Central Church of Christ. When I met that congregation in 1975, they had 1,500 members. I visited Bastrop, Louisiana last year. They closed their doors. You know why? Death, migration, etc. And no evangelism. This is no joke. This is a matter of the Lord's church. The fact that somebody, the fact that Brother Walker had such a great influence on you being a Christian, that means that you must turn around and have that great influence on other people becoming Christians. Because if the church does not evangelize, it will die. Simple as that. Over time. And they said to me, Brother Kiddo, 8 congregations this era, the same thing happened to them. Yeah. So I'm not talking about some fictitious matter. I'm talking about the survival of the Church of Christ. I'm talking about the survival of the Patrick City congregation. Yeah. This congregation is built upon nonstop evangelism for years, for decades. The fact that somebody led you to Christ means that you must turn around and lead other people to Christ. That's what it means. And if you commit your life to it, your life will be very, very enjoyable spiritually. Because I can look at Brother Pan and say, yeah, man, I led him to Christ. You can look at members and say, yeah, man, yeah. But it would mean that irrespective of what's happening in Jamaica, the reason why we went to Augustown on the 25th of February, the day before elections, is because irrespective of what's happening in Jamaica, the gospel needs to be preached. You got that? Yeah? And so my challenge to the Patrick Gardens congregation is decision time. Amen. We would like everybody's backing of our street meeting program. If God gives me the strength, I plan to be there every time. Right? Because I know I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God. It is the dynamite of God unto salvation. And so many people can be saved if we merely took the time to teach people. It's decision time. I close by sharing with you these words. Blessed are the feet of those who preach the gospel of Christ. Paul says that in Romans 10, verse 14. Proverbs 11, verse 30 says, he that winneth souls is wise. Be a wise man or woman. Because you will be fulfilling the will of God for you as a Christian. A Christian is part of the family of God, and God expects a Christian to be a soul winner. Amen. Acts 8, they went everywhere preaching the gospel. And it wasn't the apostles who went everywhere preaching the gospel. It was the members of the Church of Christ in Jerusalem who were fleeing persecution. Church in America sent missionaries to Jamaica in the midst of a civil war. Why? Because no matter what happened in America, we must do the work of spreading the gospel. In the midst of all of the travail that has happened in Jamaica, churches have been started all over Jamaica. In the midst of travail. This year, we're going to have Songfest in Negril. And the Negril Church of Christ was started in 1996. Mona Capella was invited to have a gospel concert to launch the advertisement for the campaign. It was a Sunday evening in April, a few months before the campaign was supposed to start. That evening, the gospel concert was supposed to be held at the Negril Community Center. And that evening, they had a riot in town so that no one could come across the bridge from West End to East End. And almost nobody was at the gospel concert. And I said, we're going to have a great gospel meeting. Because, see, the devil tried to stop, shut it down. Friends, we baptized 23 souls into Christ. 70, well, you were there. Yeah, yeah. 17 men and 6 women in that campaign. All because we went to the grill and we are not allowing anything to stop us from doing evangelism. Average men and women like yourself were the workers in that campaign, including Sister Mavis. I just go to show all you have to do is to have a desire, and God can use you to lead people to Christ. So it's a decision time. Will you be a soul winner for the rest of your life? Amen. Will our ladies join with their men, with the men in helping to spread the gospel? Will we support the street meeting series that's coming up? Because by the help of God, I plan to be there. The Mona Capella will be there. Mona Church of Christ will be there. Patrick Gardens Church of Christ needs to be there. Decision time. If you're here today and you're not yet a Christian, the most important decision I ever made in my life, well, the second most important was I married my wife 50 years ago. But the most important is that I became a Christian at age 70. And I thank God for salvation. The most important decision you could ever make is to make a decision to become a Christian today. Believe in Jesus Christ, repent of your sins, confess the name of Christ, and be baptized in water for the remission of your sins. It's decision time. God bless you.